Penguin Random House Audio presents All Our Wrong Todays. This is the author, Ilan Mastai. For my wife. Chapter 1. So the thing is, I come from the world we were supposed to have. That means nothing to you, obviously, because you live here in the crappy world we do have. But it never should have turned out like this. And it's all my fault. Well, me and, to a lesser extent, my father. And, yeah, I guess a little bit Penelope. It's hard to know how to start telling this story, but, okay, you know the future that people in the 1950s imagined we'd have? Flying cars, robot maids, food pills, teleportation, jetpacks, moving sidewalks, ray guns, hoverboards, space vacations, and moon bases? All that dazzling, transformative technology our grandparents were certain was right around the corner? The stuff of world's fairs and pulp science fiction magazines with titles like Fantastic Future Tales and The Amazing World of Tomorrow. Can you picture it? Well, it happened. It all happened, more or less exactly as envisioned. I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about the present. Today, in the year 2016, humanity lives in a techno-utopian paradise of abundance, purpose, and wonder. Except we don't. Of course we don't. We live in a world where, sure, there are iPhones and 3D printers and, I don't know, drone strikes or whatever, but it hardly looks like the Jetsons. Except it should. And it did. Until it didn't. But it would have if I hadn't done what I did. Or, no, hold on, what I will have done. I'm sorry. Despite receiving the best education available to a citizen of the world of tomorrow, the grammar of the situation is a bit complicated. Maybe the first person is the wrong way to tell this story. Maybe if I take refuge in the third person, I'll find some sort of distance or insight, or at least peace of mind.